wake up. I see your taillights in the dust. You call your mama, I call your bluff. In the middle of the night, pull it right back up. Yeah, my friends say let her go. Your friends say what the hell. I wouldn't trade your kind of love for nothing else. Oh, baby, last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. We said we'd had enough. I can't remember.
Radio 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
A bitterly divided Republican Party trying to project unity to show support for their new nominee for Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. The Louisiana Republican winning in a late night secret ballot after three rounds.
This House Republican majority is united.
Johnson is a staunch Trump ally who recruited Republicans to sign on to efforts to overturn the 2020 election.
We got Pete with us from Wheelway in Fifield, Wisconsin. And for those of you who may have taken a little trip out Highway E or down one of the pothole roads here in Wisconsin, that car, Pete, might be clanking a little bit, right?
Boy, I'll tell you what, you know, it's sometimes, depending what pothole you hit, your car will make some weird noises.
Yeah, it's like an early Halloween, right? It's scary.
Absolutely.
Nothing scarier than hearing that weird noise. If your car's making a weird noise, you guys will come bring it in there, check it out, and see what's going on, right?
Absolutely. You know, we got a lot of great discounts going on right now. Make sure you look, check your Northwood Shopper out. We're the home of the $39.95 oil change, as well as some A discounts for tires, brakes, stuff that these roads are beating up your cars. And you know what? Fall and winter's kind of creeping up on us.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure your car is reliable and roadworthy, and we can make sure it happens. Right.
And they can give you a call to set up that service appointment there. How can they reach you there, Pete?
Hey, give us a call, 762-2467. Number again is 762-2467, and we can get you scheduled and get you in the shop and get your car fixed today.
Just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13, Fifield, Wisconsin, Wheelway. Schedule your next service work right there.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ahlen. There's more information on a fatal multi-vehicle crash that happened Monday evening in St. Croix County. Wisconsin State Patrol says the westbound lanes of I-94 near the village of Wilson slowed due to construction. When the driver of a semi-truck didn't identify the slowed traffic, his vehicle hit a pickup truck and another semi. That impact caused a chain reaction involving four other vehicles, several of them bursting into flames. 76-year-old man from Illinois driving the semi that struck the pickup was killed in the wreck, as well as the driver of the pickup, identified as 46-year-old James Michael Scherer of the village of Hammond. Six other people involved in the crash were treated and released for their injuries. A bipartisan group of 42 attorneys general is suing Meta. They own Facebook and Instagram. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call.
What we've alleged in the complaint is that social media use is having harmful impacts on kids' mental health and well-being, that it's been linked to harms to kids, and that Meta has misrepresented the impacts that social media is having on kids.
The states are seeking an end to what they see as Meta's harmful practices, as well as yet-to-be-specified financial penalties and restitution. Meta is now facing multiple lawsuits on this issue. A Wisconsin congressman is paying for his own trip to Israel.
The office of U.S. Representative Derek Van Orden told WisPolitics that the Prairie du Chien Republican is paying for the trip out of his own pocket. Van Orden is visiting Israel amid the ongoing Israel-Hamas war, which has claimed thousands of lives. Van Orden left on his fact-finding trip as House Republicans struggled to find a new speaker. Minnesota's Tom Emmer dropped out Tuesday following criticisms from former President Donald Trump. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Sports is about overcoming obstacles. This is Ernie Johnson Jr., and those are the stories I love to tell in the broadcast booth. But the courage of college athletes is more than matched by another group of young men, the boys fighting Duchenne muscular dystrophy. It's the most prolific genetic killer diagnosed in childhood, and there's no cure. But college football coaches are doing something about it, and you can help. It's called Coach to Cure MD. Text the word CURE to 501-501 to donate $25 on your next mobile phone bill, or go online at coachtocuremd.org. Text the word CURE to 501-501 today. Help college football coaches cure MD. You'll be proud you did.
Sponsored by the American Football Coaches Association. Texting and data rates may apply.
The property manager of a troubled Madison apartment complex has been fired. WKOW-TV in Madison reports the manager for Harmony Apartments was let go last week following a drive-by shooting that killed a teen earlier this month. The death of 15-year-old Kaisha Miller is still under investigation. Hers is the second murder at the apartment complex this year. Madison police have deemed it a nuisance property. And a Northwoods auto dealer has been fined over $1 million for discriminating against Native Americans.
The Wisconsin Department of Justice and the Federal Trade Commission found Rhinelander Auto Center specifically targeted Native American customers with bogus fees and bad loans when selling them cars. The FTC says both the current and previous owners of the car dealership took part in the bad deals. On average, the dealership was charging Native Americans $400 more on a car, while also charging $1,300 in additional fees and add-ons. Raymond Newpert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Here's your Prince County Senior Dining menu for tomorrow, Thursday, the 26th of October. All meals come with bread, butter, and milk. Tomorrow, they'll have stuffed pepper with grilled potatoes and broccoli and fruit breakfast bar. Locations are in Phillips, Park Falls, Ogama, Brantwood and Kennan, Price County Senior Dining. Call them at 715-339-2158.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Patchy fog possible in spots early today, otherwise cloudy. Highs top out near 54 degrees. And then showers develop tonight. Storms also possible well after midnight. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now it's 47.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
I'm Rob Dreeslein, and this is from the pages of Outdoor News. Sponsored by Fleet Farm, serving the outdoors since 1955.
The Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame in Hayward, Wisconsin, recently announced its 2024 inductees. Among the names is a well-known Wisconsin outdoors media personality. I'll share the names of all the new inductees when we return. But first...
For those who just can't wait for Black Friday, head over to Fleet Farm today for great Black Friday Now deals. Like a free battery pack with Milwaukee heated jackets, in-store only, or 40% off all men's field and forest flannel. And don't miss our trick-or-treating event on Saturday, October 28th from 10 till noon, with treats for the first 200 kids and gift cards for best costumes. Enjoy Black Friday savings now at Fleet Farm, home of everything you need for everyday life.
Welcome back. Radio show host, former TV show host, and Wisconsin Outdoor News contributing editor Dan Small has been selected for induction into the 2024 class of the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame in Hayward. Small is one of six nationally known anglers who will move into the Freshwater Hall next year. The five other inductees include Albert Gagliarducci of Massachusetts, Tim Huffman of Arkansas, Jerry Martin of Illinois, Bill Murphy of California, and Roger Stiegel of Mississippi. Small's career as an outdoor scribe began in the early 1970s when he sold a few stories to Outdoor Life magazine. Since then, he's written more than 1,000 articles for national and regional publications. He's also authored many books, including 100 Wisconsin Fishing Trips and Fish Wisconsin. From 1984 through 2020, Small hosted the weekly TV show Outdoor Wisconsin on PBS. Congratulations to Dan Small and the other inductees. I'm Rob Dreeslein, and this has been from the pages of Outdoor News. Read more at OutdoorNews.com.
Hello, I'm Giuseppe. I got something special for you. Ready? Uno, due, tre, quattro. When I was a boy, just about the eighth grade, Mama used to say, don't stay out too late with the bad boys. Always shoot the pool. Giuseppe going to flunk a school. Boy, it making me sick. All the thing I gotta do. I can't get no kicks. I always got to follow rules. Boy, it making me sick. Just to make the lousy bucks. Got to feel like a fool. And the mama used to say all the time, what's the matter you? Hey, gotta no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad, it's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face. That's my mom, I can remember. Big accordion solo. Play that thing. Really nice, really nice. Soon come a day, gonna be a bigger star. Then they make a TV shows and the movies. Get myself a new car, but still I be myself. I don't want it to change a thing. Still a dance and a sing. Think about the mama, she's the same. What's the matter you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up for your face. Mama, she said it all of the time. What's the matter you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad? It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. Shut up your face.
That's my mom.
Hello, everybody. That's out there on the radio and the TV land. Did you know I had to pick a hit the song in Italy with this? Shut up your face. I sing this song, all of my fans applaud, they clap their hands. But to make me feel so good. You ought to learn that this song, it's real simple. See, I sing, what's the matter you? You sing, hey. Then I sing the rest. And then at the end, we can all sing, ah, shut up, you face. Okay, let's try it, really. Uno, due, three, one. What's the matter, you? Hey, got no respect. Hey, what do you think you do? Hey,
Joe DeLucia gets us a rolling on another edition of a reality radio, and I'm going to be an Italian guy for Halloween there, Austin. That's a terrible Italian voice. It's like a boss dud ball.
I have no words. There we go. I'm trying to figure out what part of the world your accent's coming from. It's not quite Italian. It may be transferred over to Boston at one point.
A little Croatian in there. It could be a little bit of everything, yeah. I have a tendency to do that. I'm the best at crossing an Australian with an Englishman, and then maybe okay. Maybe Brianna could teach me a little Japanese, too. I could kind of combine that in there. She's like, oh boy.
It would certainly be funny to start throwing random Japanese phrases to the radio.
Yes, it would be.
Or even just random words. It can be total nonsense. Who's going to know?
It'd just be like another morning show. Another morning show. Welcome in, everyone. We're hoping we'll get some sunshine at some point, but it's probably not going to happen here. This Seattle-type cloudy weather can start to kind of melt your brain a little bit here. So we're trying to wake up. Thank God for coffee and sun lamps. You get a sun lamp?
I don't, but I probably should.
Yeah, I should get one too. A little bit later on this hour, actually closer to 9 o'clock, we are going to talk with a gentleman with a company called Home Health RX, Home Healthy RX. And that is Barry. And we're going to talk about your basement. Maybe people having problems with their basement.
My
and
grandmother.
He does all kinds of stuff when it comes to your basement. So we're going to let him talk about all the areas he covers with that. And he's a good local guy here. So we're going to talk with Barry Luke about that at 9 o'clock. I think we're going to talk some Fright Fest stuff. The Park Falls Chamber has their Trunk or Treat and Fright Fest on Saturday. And I believe Missy's going to stop by about 9:45 this morning. Cross country, they're headed off to state this weekend. They'll be in tomorrow morning. We got Park Falls at 8:30, Phillips at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, and we're negotiating a spooktacular shopping show right now.
It's in the works.
We don't want to do it Friday because that'll just confuse everybody with our Lord's Covered Food Pantry fundraiser going on. So it probably will be there either tomorrow or Monday, and we'll be slashing some. Get that. Slashing some prices.
I mean, I love me a good slasher.
And that'll be, stay tuned. We have people negotiating behind the scenes as we speak on what we're going to do with that. If you got a birthday or anniversary, we'd be happy to announce that and give you a chance to win the cake on Friday. 715-762-3221.
Brianna's eagerly awaiting your phone call.
She is eagerly awaiting. Yes, she is. Halloween on Tuesday. Are you a dress-up guy? Do you do that? Are you done with that? Are you past that?
I mean, not currently. I don't have any plans at the moment, but in the future, I plan to get more into it again.
Yeah.
Because I don't care how old you are. You got to have fun with it.
I was talking the other morning about remembering things that I dressed up as a kid, and the only one I remember is the one that I have a picture of. Other than that, I struggled to... I shouldn't say that. One year, I think I wore a Fran Tarkington jersey, and I was a Viking player. And all I got was rocks in my bag with them. what do you remember? What was your most memorable, or what do you remember about Halloween dressing up?
There's a picture of me when I was really young.
Uh-huh.
Like, I want to say maybe 5 or 6 or something like that, as a koala.
As a what?
Koala.
Koala. That's pretty good.
Full onesie, had like the hood with the ears.
Oh, yeah. You probably don't remember, but I'm pretty sure you didn't do that voluntarily. So I'm pretty sure.
I mean, I was getting candy. I don't think I cared at that point.
You were getting candy. That's what I remember about Halloween is it's just like, put a costume on, get candy. All right, whatever it is, throw a sheet at me. Whatever, I don't care.
Yep.
I don't care what it is. Just if it involves free candy, I'm good. The plastic masks were big when I was a kid. Plastic mask with the rubber bands that went around the back. Because back then, there really weren't... There really weren't that many thrift stores back then. I don't remember thrift stores like the Goodwills and stuff like that where you can go in and like build your own costume and stuff. There wasn't the internet, obviously, to buy stuff on there. So you went to your local store, your Snyder's or whatever it was, and they had a mask. I think I had a Ronald Reagan. That would have been too late. I think I had a Nixon mask, I think, Richard. But just horrible. You'd put this mask on your face and... There was 2 holes for the nose,
which may or may not have lined up with your face, and then a rubber band going around the back that may or may not actually survive the evening without just popping. And they were horribly uncomfortable. The steam would build up within your mask. So basically, like halfway through the night of Halloween, you're basically carrying the mask in one hand and carrying your bag of candy in the other. And then you went up to the door, you rang the bell. As soon as they answered, you took the mask, you put it up to your face and said, because they couldn't understand. What'd you say? You couldn't even talk.
I couldn't tell her if you were having a medical emergency or if you were there to trick or treat.
I think they gave us candy just out of sympathy. Just out of sympathy. And just like, he's trying.
Yeah, you're out here, you're wearing the mask, have some candy.
Have some candy, that's right. And rules were a little bit different back then. I mean, back then, pretty much every single house, you just went to every house because everybody gave out candy. Now, of course, whether the lights are on or whether the lights
are... Yeah, if the porch light's on, they probably have candy left.
Yep.
If it is off, leave them in peace.
Leave them in peace. Correct the mundo.
Let them rest in peace.
And the bite-sized candy bars, of course, those are the ones. And those didn't really... When I was a kid, I don't even remember those existing. It was basically... some places gave out, like, real candy, full-size candy bars. Some would give out bags of raisins. Those are the one houses we egged. I never did egg in house in my life. Toilet papering was big, though. So happy Halloween to all. And preparation begins with Halloween on a Tuesday. This extends out the parental commitment now.
That's such a weird day to have Halloween. It's on a Tuesday.
It is, because now you got the school thing on... Well, first of all, you got the weekend stuff. You got either Saturday, Sunday organizations do that, the trunk and treat and all that stuff. And then Monday or Tuesday, you got the school thing where you dress up for school. And then Tuesday night, you've got the actual trick-or-treating where you go out. And on Wednesday, parents call in sick because they're just exhausted.
And kids call in sick because they ate all the candy.
Yeah, and parents call in sick because their kids are going to school and they can stay home and eat all the kids' candy.
That's right, yep. Yeah, they have to check it to make sure it's safe.
That's right. Kids, let me warn you, kids, you got to keep a count on those Hershey bars because mom and dad.
Reese's Cups, Hershey bars, keep a count on everything.
Yep.
Except for Sweet Tarts, those things can go.
Yeah. Get a Excel spreadsheet set up on your computer and do a count of everything you got, because if you don't... It'll be mysteriously gone.
Teach them to manage inventory at a young age.
That's right. You used to have enough candy to last for months. I mean,
I had enough that theoretically would have lasted for months, but I have no impulse control.
Oh, and then I had three older brothers, so we would trade. We would trade our favorites for something
that's
else.
That's a matter of they just wouldn't take what they wanted anyways.
Exactly. I had one brother that probably would have just taken what he wanted. Right?
It was better to go for the trade.
It was better to seek the trade at first anyway, before there was an arm pinned behind the back and then the crackle bar was gone.
Got mugged for the crackle bar.
Mr. Good bars are good, too. I like the crackle bars, the Mr. Good bars, those are good. You can't pass up a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. Those are fantastic. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big Almond Joy and Mounds. Not a big fan.
Anything really crunchy, I don't usually go for. Like that has whole almonds in there. It's not really my thing.
Yeah, I like Three Musketeers. Mm-hmm. I'm all right with Snickers. Snickers got peanuts in them, but I'm all right with. No.
I usually get a Snickers with my lunch at work all the time.
Snickers, yeah, okay. All right, so we've got the problem at my house is we have the bag of candy sitting there on our living room chair. It has not been opened yet. My wife asked me yesterday why it wasn't opened yet, because usually I have opened it by now. But it's sitting there, 220-piece, big bag of, bite-sized stuff. So have not opened it yet. So if people want it. It's going to be cold on Halloween, though, so it's going to take some dedication. Because temperatures are probably going to be about 30 for Halloween next Tuesday.
Yeah, that's the problem with Wisconsin. Sometimes you need your snow pants under your costume.
There's definitely going to have to be double layering.
Perhaps we'll see more abominable snowmen as costumes.
Could be. There might be a little bit of light snow on the ground by the time Halloween rolls around coming up on Tuesday. Birthdays, anniversaries, if you got some, 715-762-3221. We'll get to those in just a moment.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
We're going abroad for the first time in years to Spain. So we started using Babbel
and started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Farmers and ranchers have a lot of choices to make. When it comes to your crop insurance needs, the team at Egg Country Farm Credit Services can simplify it all for you. Egg Country's Optimum tool will compare thousands of options based on information from your farm, which will then be used to find the right policy for your operation. Ask about the Optimum tool by contacting your local Egg Country office. Egg Country, focused on ag, focused on you.
Football season is back, and no matter which home team you root for, there's one thing everyone in the Midwest can agree on. If you're tailgating or grilling at home, nothing beats a freshly baked Village Hearth bun. An old-fashioned hot dog bun is the perfect accompaniment for a brat or a hot dog and all the toppings your little heart desires. And for the best burgers, you just can't beat the Village Hearth classic bun. So head to the store and pick up some Village Hearth buns. The weekend is almost here.
All right, it's 8:28, and we've got some celebrity birthdays to get to. Happy birthday if you're celebrating on this 25th day of October. You share it today with Katy Perry. The one-time gospel singer is now a global pop icon with 108 million Twitter followers and more. That's kind of pressure every day. I suppose she hires somebody probably to put stuff on her Twitter.
Yeah,
account,
usually, right? They've got managers or somebody doing that for them because it is very stressful.
40 million albums that she has sold, and she's 39 today. Her real name is Katherine Hudson. They still change names for Hollywood nowadays. Katherine Hudson, Katy Perry is her Hollywood name. She is 39 today. Craig Robinson, the actor from TV's The Office, Lucky, and Ghosted, 52 today for Craig Robinson. Adam Goldberg, TV and movie actor from Saving Private Ryan, A Beautiful Mind, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, 53 for Adam Goldberg today. Shelley Wright, country artist, is 53 today. Michael Boatman, the actor from TV's Instant Mom, Anger Management, Spin City, 59 today. Tracy Nelson, the actress, is 60. Nancy Cartwright, the voice of, who is she the voice of?
That's a great question.
Bart Simpson. Bart Simpson is done by a lady. Nancy Cartwright.
That's right. She does a lot of voices.
Yeah, Nancy Cartwright.
Very talented.
Voice of Bart Simpson is 64 today. Is there anything, there's just something entertaining about watching a late night talk show and seeing someone like her who does a voice come out there, and then you're just waiting and you're waiting and you're waiting, and they do the voice and you're just like, whoa, dude.
It's weird to see to really hear weird. The voice come out of a real person.
Yeah. I mean, there's a difference between celebrities that do characters in animated movies, like, you know, Seinfeld was the Bee and all this stuff. Mm-hmm. They're kind of their same voices, but these people are just kind of unknowns, I guess. They're not celebrities. And you see them do the voices visually, and you're like, wow, that's cool. Mm-hmm. There's some real cool YouTube episodes of that, of behind, of studio recordings of the voicing of animated movies. And it's pretty good to watch the outtakes and stuff like that. I've seen Simpson outtakes before where they actually, like, create the animation of the outtake, where Bart Simpson will, like, intentionally mess, or Homer will intentionally mess up a line. So it's like you're watching an actor physically mess up a line, but they created it. I mean, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool to see that. Mark Miller, Sawyer Brown Group, is 65. Billy Thomas, before he joined McBride and the Ribe, the singer-drummer played with a lot of other, Emmylou Harris and Mac Davis. He's 70 today. Bobby Knight, the chair-throwing college basketball coach from the University of Indiana. He retired in 2008. Had a few anger management issues, but he did coach some pretty good teams. He's 83 today, is Bobby Knight. Marion Ross. You ever watch the classic show Happy Days? Arthur Fonzarelli, Potsy.
I never caught full episodes, but I did always catch bits and pieces.
Yeah, Mrs. C, the lady who played the mom on that show, she is still with us. She is 95 today, Marion Ross. Mrs. C. Tony Franciosa. I don't know what that accent was. Again, he received a Best Actor Oscar nomination in 1957 for A Hatful of Rain. And he had other significant older movies include Face in the Crowd, The Long Hot Summer. Tony Franciosa, born on this day, 1928, passed in 06. And Minnie Pearl, the Grand Ole Opry member, who famous for keeping the tag on her hat as she would wear it on the stage. Her real name was Sarah Ophelia Colley. And Minnie Pearl, born on this day, 1912, she passed in 1996. So we do our local birthdays weekday mornings at 8:30. We give away that cake every Friday morning at 8:30, courtesy of the bakery department at Super One.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Patchy fog possible in spots early today, otherwise cloudy. Highs top out near 54 degrees. And then showers develop tonight. Storms also possible well after midnight. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now it's 47.
All right, we'll give you the rest of the forecast since that was just kind of current conditions. Sometimes things change and you don't know why. Temperatures will be in the 50s again as we get into tomorrow and Friday. Might even hang on a little bit into Saturday. But then things fall right off the edge of the old proverbial thermometer late Saturday and Sunday. And like I said earlier, by the time Halloween rolls around, probably 30, 35 for the high temperature.
Ugh.
Overnight lows dropping not much. We're going to go through one of those stretches where temperatures are going to kind of hold in the 20s and low 30s, so we're not going to see really cold.
They're going to hold just enough to make us all miserable.
Yeah, and again, a little bit of light snow, but, you know, we have seen years where we've had major snowstorms already by this time of the year. I never forget the day in 1990, the winter of 91 to 92, I moved. And if you look, I think it was the biggest snowstorm on record, I believe, for northern Wisconsin. I believe there was like 20, 25 inches of snow that fell on Halloween. And I moved during that day. I moved on that day. I never forget walking through a waist-high snowdrift with my father-in-law at the time with a mattress above my head. Both of us had mattress above our head, wading through waist-high snow, trying to get into a trailer in Clayton, Wisconsin.
What always amazed me was seeing those old pictures of, I think it was like North Dakota snowfalls.
Yeah.
They were up to the telephone lines.
There's some drifting that gets that high. Yeah, it's
incredible to see, and you worry about standing too close to that.
North Dakota is getting it right now. I guess parts of North Dakota are getting like upwards of a foot of snow here in the next couple of days.
Condolences to them.
And that is some of that cold weather that's starting to just kind of inch our way. Imagine what we would have got yesterday. I mean, yesterday there was some heavy rain that fell.
That's true.
Some heavy downpours. So if it was cooler yesterday, we probably would have got several inches of snow, most likely.
I'm just glad the rain quit before I made it out of work at 10.
Yeah, because it was coming down pretty good.
It was.
So a light northeast wind today, other than the fact that we won't see any sunshine today,
Not bad, 54. It's actually fairly mild.
It's going to be a dreary day, but not terrible.
Not terrible. Yeah, I'll take the 54.
We've seen worse.
54 degrees. We're going to kick off Bucks basketball tomorrow night. Their regular season begins tomorrow night as they will host Philadelphia. Now, the star of the, I know you're not a big sports fan, but the star of the Milwaukee Bucks, you know the guy's name, the big tall, how tall guy?
They're Giannis all big tall.
There you go. He even, you even said it right, Barry. Hang on, let me just give you a little bit of, that was nice. Yeah! It just flows off your tongue. You got to say it again.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Very good. Very good. He just signed a new contract. I don't know if you knew this. He was trying to figure out whether he wanted to sign a contract now or wait till the end of the year. He signed it before the season started. Did you see what he got?
That I did not see.
3 years, $186 million, $62 million a year.
Oh.
For Giannis Antetokounmpo. And I'd be willing to bet within a year, he'll probably be considered underpaid.
Probably.
With the money that the NBA, we talked about this yesterday on the morning show, is a worldwide sport. And that's why the NBA can pay their players so much, because their TV ratings over in other countries are even bigger than they are in the U.S. Mm-hmm. Whereas you got the NFL and Major League Baseball that are big in our country, but not so much around the world. But NBA, their merchandising, I mean, they sell Lakers and LeBron stuff, you know, in foreign countries. Crazy. Mm-hmm. Their sales are just crazy. So Giannis, $62 million a year on the average in his new contract.
I've heard people saying that he's doing incredible and will probably make it to the Hall of Fame.
Yes, I think he could probably go down with a career-ending injury right now and probably would still be considered for the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's amazing. And he's that new era of basketball players that is tall and lanky. Usually those guys stand under the basket, you know, and mm-hmm. rebound, but they don't do that anymore. They run around at half court and shoot three-pointers.
Yeah.
We got this guy from France or Italy, wherever he's from. He's like 7'4" or 7'5", and he dribbles and shoots like a guard.
I feel bad for his back.
Yeah. Yeah, it could get ugly later.
Tall people tend to suffer later in life.
Most of the time those guys, they don't make it very far because of there's injuries. There's a lot going on with a taller body.
Yeah, and taller people, I've heard they generally have more health issues just because everything's moving further.
Yeah, I'm 6'4", and I'm feeling that a little bit already. I'm not quite 7'5", but it's amazing that Giannis is held together. But you kind of give into the fact that they're not going to have long careers, that it's probably going to give in at some point.
Which is probably a good thing that they get paid so much then.
He's getting a lot, $62 million. So yeah. He likes to take a lot of that money and give it back to his country and where he grew up, which is pretty cool too.
Yeah.
Packers and Vikings Sunday. We got a noon kickoff for you right here on 98Q. Packers and Vikings from Lambeau Field.
My daughter is normally a little goofball. But after a bad night's sleep, she's too tired to be anything. That's why I trust Pure Z's Kids. Pure Z's Kids is mindfully formulated just for kids. Their non-habit forming, drug-free products help my daughter fall asleep naturally, giving her the rest to be her best.
I'm a dinosaur.
Her best dinosaur.
Pure Z's Kids, for ages 4 and up when needed. Explore our products at ZQuil.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, you. The one on the couch who just told your friend you can't go out because you're busy? Ready to get real about your psoriasis? When your current treatments don't do enough to help control the inflammation beneath the skin, causing plaques and pain, stressing and scratching, it's time to stop hiding and get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Life is full of adventures. Get the most out of them with the help of a primary care team you can count on. At Marshfield Clinic Health System, primary care is dedicated to keeping you well when you're up, getting you back to yourself when you're down, and most importantly, helping you enjoy each adventure with confidence. Request your primary care appointment at a Marshfield Clinic location near you. Visit marshfieldclinic.org/primarycare.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Patchy fog possible in spots early today, otherwise cloudy. Highs top out near 54 degrees. And then showers develop tonight. Storms also possible well after midnight. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now it's 47.
Here we go.
Hey, what's up, you guys? This is Darius Rucker.
I ain't heard you laugh like that in a long time. I wonder if it stopped this world like it did mine just now. I see you sipping white wine instead of whiskey. Or does he want you to be just a little more city? Well, I'm sorry if I'm overstepping boundaries I don't mean to be, but I just got to tell you how I feel. If he ever singles you up, if he's ever stupid enough, I'm gonna be the first one calling you baby. Baby. If he ain't holding you tight, if he ain't treating you right, I'm gonna be the first one calling him crazy. Cause girls, it's a matter of time until you find it, the right guy staring you back into your eyes right now. No rush, but if he ever singles you up, he hasn't even looked your way since you walked in. But I can't help it that I can't take my eyes off of you. Your favorite song just came on and me and you were singing along. He don't even know.
latest there. Always good to hear new stuff from him. Country classic artist. 8:48. We'll get you a little news at the top of the hour. We're going to talk with Missy from the Park Falls Chamber. We got Fright Fest coming this weekend and Trunk or Treat and all that good stuff. So we'll get you updated on that. Our Title Town report also. But right now we're going to talk a little bit about your basement. Yeah, I'm talking about your basement. And we've got with us this morning, we've got Barry Luke, who is with Home Healthy RX. And we're going to talk a little bit about the sweet airflow system. We're going to get into that. But Barry, good morning to you. Thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me here.
Yeah, well, let's talk basement. Let's talk airflow. Let's talk some basement. Just what people are thinking. Oh, Joel, come on. Really?
Right. But
this is some pretty big news because you're pretty passionate about this, Barry. So
yeah,
talk a little bit about
I'm trying not to be over passionate on the radio to let you know how passionate I am about this. But every home needs this. Well, not every home. The $350,000, $450,000 houses probably already have a nice furnace that takes in fresh air. But I'm talking about those of us that live in 100,000 or less
right.
houses that
okay.
don't have the same, has a furnace that just, all it does is recycle the same old stale air.
Okay.
And this becomes very important in the winter when we're talking about spreading colds to each other. And allergies. I was misdiagnosed with allergies for 10 years. And when I got this ventilation system in my house 30 years ago, my allergies went away because it wasn't just allergies. It was mold. Mold is like a buffer for allergies. So okay. if you have, you know, like, but remember buffer and aspirin?
Yes.
A buffer and aspirin
oh, yeah.
make
yep.
it stronger.
Buffer, yeah.
So everybody kind of understands that.
So the sweet airflow, the basic of it is we're bringing air from the outside with this, right?
Because, no, we're sucking stale air from the lowest part of your house.
Lowest part of your house, okay.
And sucking it outside. It comes in through
okay.
the...
All right.
Every
typically a lot of furnaces are just recycling the air that's inside the
correct.
House. Is that what
some
you're
of
saying?
You might think that it does take in fresh air because there's two pipes that stick out of your furnace.
Mm-hmm.
One that is just for the combustion chamber. It does not take any fresh air in. The combustion chamber... Now, if there's another... On the other end of your house has like a louvered vent... with like a screen where the air goes in, that is a furnace that has the modern fresh air system in it.
Okay. All right. So I'm assuming there's a lot of homes that don't have that setup, right? That
right.
are recycling
right.
the air
right.
that you're saying. So it's not only you told me the cost of it, which is just incredibly inexpensive. Because you're doing this just to kind of show people it works, first of all, right?
Right, right. When I discovered how well it worked in my home, I bought a franchise, and we were selling those from $1,800 to $2,200 a piece.
Mm-hmm.
And people couldn't really afford it. And eventually, I started finding the people that could afford it. I had a furnace that already had this kind of thing built into it. So I thought, I can build this myself and make it really inexpensive. And for the month of October, I'm going to offer it for $450.
All right. All right. So what is involved? So if someone says, I want you to do this, a sweet airflow, what, because the fear of the unknown is always what directs people away from not doing stuff. So they say, okay, that sounds fair. I want to get healthier, better air in my house. So describe what you do then. Well, describe the process.
It is a permanent installation.
Permanent, okay.
In the basement.
All right.
The fan takes very little electricity to run, about $30 a year in electricity. Your dehumidifier takes up to $50 a month in electricity.
Okay.
So this helps alleviate that damp moisture in the summertime, too.
Okay. So not only healthier air for possible allergies, like you said but also moisture, too, we're talking,
correct.
Too, right?
Right.
It has a tendency to, with that better airflow, eliminate the dampness or whatever people may have, wetness.
Yeah, now, if you got, you know, if grandma's house or you go to your Aunt Betsy's house and her house smells like that, she's not listening to the radio program and she's on a fixed income, buy this for them. This can improve someone's health tremendously. It helped me tremendously, and that's why I'm so passionate about it. And I slashed it down to where I'm just doing it for free, practically, just the cost of materials. And I'm spending money on the radio to try to tell people about this because I think it's so important. I also learned about fungicide that's all natural. I'm drinking it right now.
Okay.
I drink like 4 cups a day.
Okay.
Three drops of this essential oil. And I'd be willing to spray your basement if you got a mold problem you're concerned about. I'll do that also for free.
All right. So bottom line, if you're having an issue with your basement, you're a good guy to talk to. Even if you're not having an issue with your basement, and maybe you're unclear about the airflow of your system, I mean, you could come look at it and you could say, well, you're good. Sure. It's taken in. You're good.
There's 3,000 people in Park Falls. 2,000 of you need this.
Yeah. There's a lot of, we know there's a lot of older houses when you get into small towns and stuff like that. And
like I said, we're going to set up some kind of Venmo or PayPal so you can even make $50 a month payments.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So, and I'm an easy guy to get along with. We can do a handshake deal too. Mm-hmm.
So folks have any questions, Barry, they can get a hold of you and right. make an appointment. Or
now,
just...
I left Madison, you know, to come to this great
yeah.
town. my dream to live here.
Yeah.
Since good. I was a kid.
Well, good. Good. It's good
my
to have
My phone number
you.
Is 608-222-9050. You might see my trailer parked down by the post office. My specialty leading up to this was basement waterproofing. So I'm also, according to Angie's List, the highest rated contractor in basement waterproofing in the country.
All right. So when it comes to your basement, if you got issues, even if the sweet airflow isn't what you need, Barry can help you out. Again, you worked with a chain, like you mentioned before, where these run like $1,800 to $2,200, but you fully understand what it does and how it works, and you thought, I can do this for folks and I can make it more affordable,
yes.
right?
Yes. And a matter of fact, ever since then, I mandatorily put it in every installation when I, a lot of times you get to homes that leak and they just, because they didn't put drain tile in or didn't put it in properly. That's funny. So okay. I jackhammer the perimeter of the inside of the floor, put in the drain tile properly, and then connect this fan system to that drain tile. And it helps tremendously. Down in Dane County, we had a real problem with radon. So it pulls all the radon and reduces the moisture and other toxic gases that build up in your home.
Well, anybody who owns a house, you know how frustrating it is to have a basement that is inaccessible or provides interesting issues in times of the year. I've lived in those houses. We've all been in those houses. So Barry's a guy to call. And even if your basement's fine, check out that airflow thing because, boy, it sounds like when it comes to allergens and stuff like that, we want that outside air coming in. We want that flow going better than it is, like you said,
yes,
most
sir.
Of the houses.
Especially nowadays, everybody put in tight windows, tight siding, you know. Mm-hmm. And when we heated with wood, we had that natural airflow in the winter. When we heated with coal or oil, we had that natural airflow. But now we've got these new fancy gas machines, and we've tightened all the edges of our Tyvek and plastic and tight windows, and now the airflow is being trapped inside the house. And this will exchange the air, I think, 3 times a day on the average size house.
Wow. All right, so reach Barry at 608-222-9050. I got that right?
Correct.
All right, 608-222-9050.
Call or text if you want to, you know.
All right.
Either way.
And he's right here in Park Falls.
Second Avenue.
Right on Second Avenue here in Park Falls, and he'll work with you and get that airflow going, or maybe your basement just stinks. I mean, maybe right. It just isn't working.
Or your aunt or your grandma. This is really important, especially towards the end of life. You know, these are the things that can kind of put them over the edge and end their lives earlier than it need to be. I don't want to be dramatic and stupid for me to bring that up. I don't want to, but that's how I felt about my mom and dad, and they were my first customers because I thought of them.
Well, it's reality in the Northwoods. When it gets to be winter, we batten down the hatches, you know, right. And we do everything we can to keep the cold air out. And so you
Which
know what's
logical.
Going on.
Right. Yeah, that's logical, what we've been taught.
But that means there's a lot
caulk
of...
Caulk the windows, caulk yeah. this, caulk, you yeah. know, tighten this up, you know, so yeah. now we have no ventilation.
Yeah. So reach Barry again at 608-222-9050 with any questions you may have. All right, Barry, some great information. So we wish you the best and welcome you here to Park Falls.
Thanks, sir.
All right, thanks for coming in. Barry Luke joining us here. A 98Q on Reality Radio.
Your radio's found the right place.
You guys have so much music.
One great song after another.
Give me another hit.
98Q Country.
You can tell your old man you'll do some largemouth fish in another town. Just got too much on your plate to bait and cast a line. You can always put a rain check in his hand till you can't. You can keep putting off forever with that girl whose heart you hold, swearing that you'll last someday further down the road. Put a diamond on her hand till you can't. up that Pontiac till you can't. If you got a chance, take it. Take it while you got a chance. If you got a dream, chase it. Cause a dream won't chase you back. If you're gonna love somebody, hold them as long and as strong and as close as you can till you can. So take that phone call from your mama and just talk away. Cause you'll never know how bad you wanna till you can't someday. Don't wait on tomorrow, cause tomorrow may not show. Say your sorries, your I love yous, cause man, you never know. If you got a chance, take it. Take it while you got a chance. If you got a dream, chase it. Cause a dream won't chase you back. If you're gonna love somebody, hold them as long and as strong and as close as you can. Cause a dream.